I find it hard to focus on my talk now after I've been showered by Naomi Swartz. Yeah, I'm talking about growth outside the comfort zone, so I'm going to take it away. I believe that as humans, we can only grow when we find ourselves outside of our comfort zone. It's the only place where the remarkable happens. Allow your ideas of life and the routines you find yourself in to be challenged. When Toby asked me to do this little TEDx-style talk, I instinctively had a yes ready and agreed very shortly after. And then this week, I had a semi-meltdown at home because I realized that I'm not an ideas person, but I'm a clutch blade. I'm an executor. I don't have visions. I make other people's visions happy. And I had a freak out at home, and I realized I'm speaking to these incredibly experienced people and intelligent people, and I just thought it's going to be embarrassing and really uncomfortable. And it still feels weird, but I'm here, and I've got to live what I preach. So as Christians, there are two areas of discomfort which make us stronger, more alive, and more godly in this world. The first one is our personal development. It's trying something new, pushing your physical and your character boundaries, implementing new habits, and embracing the challenges life throws at you. And the second one is your spiritual development, which is the discomfort of doing things differently than how the world does them. Being outside of your comfort zone almost always involves pain. And as I've been reflecting on this topic, I looked in the world around me and I found that as a society, we seem to have a problem with pain. We believe that if something is too hard or too painful, it should be stopped. We quit rather than persevere, we hide rather than show up, and we complain rather than pushing through in confidence. And what happens is that we remain stagnant at status quo. Like a fish in its school, we're being taken along by the current of the ocean and its fellow fish. And for me, I was this kind of fish for a long time. In church, I was swimming along in the church school, and I didn't really even understand what it means being a member of a church family. And outside of church, I would swim along in the world school. I was never finding satisfaction despite continuous search. And I think the reason for my almost passive behavior was that I didn't want to be uncomfortable. I didn't want to escape either worlds and put myself in an uncomfortable position. So I remained my place in both worlds, and I was doing enough to stay there, but I was never doing more than that to be fully fruitful. And a few years back, God allowed circumstances in my life to change drastically, and it was time for me to make a choice. I could either escape and deny some of the hurtful truths that came about, or I could embrace this challenging time and use it as an opportunity to grow stronger. And I decided to surrender to the challenge, knowing that I was nevertheless in God's good and trustworthy hand. And the process, as well as the outcome during that time, was really remarkable, and I actually really loved it. I think allowing new and difficult circumstances in your life or in our lives to challenge our status quo and our ideas about life stretches us, and it refines our character. It takes us to places we have never been before. And every time we enter such a new place, it feels really wrong until it becomes a new normal. And during my personal season of change a few years ago, God challenged a big idea, life idea of mine, which was the relationship between man and woman. And over many years, I had created my own arguments why a sexual and de facto relationship between man and woman was okay. And I found it too hard and too difficult and too uncomfortable to think and act otherwise, and I have my own journey in that area of life. But when everything in my life changed, I figured that it can't only be my circumstances changing. I wanted to have my character change, and I wanted my life choices to be changed. And I didn't know how, so I cried out to God, and I asked for him to give me the Holy Spirit to help me, because I just couldn't do it on my own with what I came from. And I really experienced the being transformed by the renewing of my mind, which is something Romans 12 talks about. And having had a certain conviction for a long time in your life, then having it challenged by God, finding it to be true because of the Holy Spirit, and then acting accordingly at an adult stage is a very uncomfortable experience. And God really broke my pride in that season. It was very painful, and the world around me mocked me for the many new ways I was living and believing. However, this discomfort of being mocked never changed my new one perspective, especially on this particular topic of relationship, but it made me stronger and more resilient. It actually helped me to deepen and to seal because I persevered through the pain, which showed me that it was worth it. It was really worth something. And I figure that when we choose to stick to something, although it is hard, or to someone, it is a testimony to the world around us and to ourselves that it's worth something. It is beautiful. And in my journey, I became more and more aware of the challenges God and life threw at me. And every time I would dive into them, I would come out stronger. A sense of achievement and confidence after having left my comfort zone lingered as a reward. And this is true for everyone. Humans cannot grow within their comfort zone. There's just no space for it. But outside of it awaits great reward. And since we're at a leaders' weekend here tonight, I understand that especially as leaders, you find yourself more often outside of your comfort zone than in it. You have to be stronger than your team. You have to show up twice as much. You come early. You stay late. You take constantly on new responsibilities, and you lead by example, and that takes real perseverance. And I believe that as we do that, we are being very fruitful. So let's not bury our treasures, but multiply them, even when it's hard. And I'm not saying that a breather is wrong or protecting ourselves from burnout. I believe that's really important. All I'm saying is don't get stuck in your comfort zone for too long, because it will leave you less energized and less effective in your community. And I think we all want to be great in our community at loving people. And I think sometimes we shy away from selfless love because it comes at a really high cost. And I asked myself, can we fully love without going beyond of what we're comfortable with? And I think looking at the example of Jesus, we can't. And in the last few years, I've been observing people in my inner circles that have had a lot of hardship in their early years in life. And I find that these people are outstandingly capable of loving selflessly. And I wonder if that's because they've learned quickly that time on earth is short and precious, and that the cost of loving around them is high, but it is worth it because firstly, they've learned they can endure discomfort, and secondly, they have seen the reward of it. Our human default is to seek out comfort, and living in Sydney and absolutely loving it, and finally having my permanent residency, Sydney makes it really easy for us to live a comfortable life, and it is attractive to live a comfortable life. And I've started to now seek out challenges, so I'm not getting too comfortable. And my recent thing is training for a marathon. And I'm not a natural runner, and I never ran until 3 years ago. And it all started when I wanted to impress Rob. I made him and myself believe I'm an athlete, but I wasn't. So we went on runs together, which was equivalent for going for a date, so I just did it. But I didn't like the feeling of it. I didn't like the breathing. I didn't like the feeling in my joints and the sweat and all of it. But for some reason, I kept going, and I think Rob was a massive part of it. But I also liked the idea of pushing myself in something I'm not naturally good at and something I'm not drawn to and never was. And now I'm training for a marathon, and I've never even put that on my bucket list just because it seemed so far away from me. And I think because I'm training for it, I believe I can do it. And this current season is just a very practical experience for me to push outside of my comfort zone. And a few Saturdays ago, I ran my, at that point, longest run ever, which was 28 kilometers. And I've only ever done 21 kilometers until then. And I remember the moment where I looked at my watch and I was going over 21, and one of my other runners looked at me and said, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "Yes, I'm entering a place I've never been before. I'm going to run my next 7 kilometers, and I don't know what it's going to feel like. I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if my mind and my lungs can do it, or my legs." It was a really incredible experience, but I knew at the same time as I was running those last 7 kilometers, it was hard and it was new, but I knew that in that very moment, my legs would be growing, and I got a reward, and the reward was that I have a new measure of what and how much I can do, and a sense of accomplishment flooded me. And we have to understand that pain and discomfort aren't useless. They're not easy, they're not good, they're not fair, but they're meaningful. And many of us, we can't choose our own discomforts or our comforts, and we might feel as if we're being left without a choice. And I really want to encourage you tonight that your discomfort has real value, and the Bible even teaches a lot about it. In James it says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its works so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." And the verses in James, they don't talk about easy trials or good trials. They talk about trials of many kinds, but they also talk about completion. And I wonder if the completion part here means embarking a journey of becoming more like Jesus while we're on earth. And that sounds so very valuable and meaningful to me. So, let us not avoid what is hard. Let us not avoid the challenges God chooses for us. But let us grow our life muscle and our character. I believe it will set us up for better and bigger things. And instead of crossing our arms at the toughness of life, I encourage you to open your arms, our arms, and let's say challenge accepted. And I also want to encourage us to seek out challenges in life. And I think we all have something we've always wanted to do, and we brush it off with the excuse, "Oh, I'm just not good at it," or "I just don't have the time for it." And I encourage you to start something new. If there's a language you wanted to learn, or a sports event, or you wanted to tell your boss or your colleague about Jesus, or start a new friendship, or start your own business, I encourage you to do it. And the beginning will not be easy, but it doesn't mean that it's wrong. And lastly, growing outside of our comfort zone always starts with showing up. If we don't do this very first step, then there is no reward for ourselves and not for the community around us. So I showed up here today at Eleanor Heights, and I researched and I prepared and I practiced doing a talk that's not my native language, and I don't find this easy or comfortable, but I feel it's making me more confident, more stronger, and I really hope that it's been an encouragement to you. Thank you.